Ladies, listen to me. The words of Destiny Chukwuyere from Malta, who closed semi-final one, the jury show. We have just come back from Rotterdam Ahoy. We saw 16 acts competing in the jury show, which accounts for 50% of the overall score. I think we should go around and succinctly, Suzanne Adams, that means briefly, concisely, name our top three. Are you guys ready?
Let's do this.
But before we begin, we're all gonna have a little bit of asthma to awaken the senses. I'm eating a spicy mix bag treat from the co-op.
From the same bag.
I need the bag.
Oh, would you like a treat?
Okay.
Oh, no, that was you!
Oh!
See
that? No! There is some rhythm in that.
Sunflower seed.
Yes. Amazing. Now that we've all released that sensuality, let's kick this off by saying who performed this evening. Lithuania, Slovenia, Russia, Sweden, Australia, North Macedonia, Ireland, Cyprus, Norway, Croatia, Belgium, Israel, Romania, Azerbaijan, Ukraine, and Malta. And just so you know, at the end of the show, Romania, Ukraine, and Malta were given a chance to perform again because of issues with their in-ears. It was really unfortunate for Romania in particular. When she was on stage, it was completely off, and she had never been so off, and it was clearly down to the in-ear not working. So basically, she was singing at one time, and the music was somewhere else. So it was a bit of a disaster, but then she pulled it together.
Yeah.
When she got her second chance. So shout out to her. Shout out to Ukraine, who also had issues. Although Ukraine was able to overcome them in the first run-through, I think because it's such a loud dance song and it goes dark, she could find visual cues and like rhythmic cues to get back. And then Malta as well, although I didn't hear any issues.
No. Yeah!
Neither.
But we will probably come to that in this video. In any case, let's start with Sinan Sadula. Who is your number three?
First of all, I want applause for every artist because they slayed tonight, like all of them. I really, really enjoyed the show. Yes, and I'm not going to rank them.
You have to choose a three, a two, and a
yes,
one.
Yes, I will choose, but I don't want to say, oh, this is my third place, second place, or first place.
You have to. None.
You have to choose a three, two, and one.
Scheiße. Okay. So one of them
is your number three or your number one?
Number three.
Yeah. It's Cyprus, Elena
yes.
Zagrino.
Yes!
Oh my, this was fire. Oh my gosh. You know, the rehearsals, they were great, but this was perfection. I mean, she really felt that song and, you know, the staging and, you know, it was really important to have an audience because yeah. you get other kind of energy instead of, you know, empty arena. Yeah. So that's why she performed really, really great. Perfect, actually. And the voice was on point, amazing. Which I'm so happy. Evcaristo Parapoli, Elena Zagrino.
Diego from Colombia.
My third place goes to Belgium.
Oh!
Oh, nice!
I'm actually in love with this song. I'm actually in love with the group, with the staging, the concept that they want to show. They make us feel in the wrong place sometimes.
Yeah.
And it's classy. It's very nice. It's very good. And Geike, I'm so sorry, but this is probably one of the best voices in Eurovision. So I'm not saying that Malta is not, and Malta is amazing. But yeah, it's fantastic. It's like if we are in a concert after a pandemic. And we're still in a pandemic, so this is great. This is just Elevation.
Elevation. Belgium is my honorable mention, my fourth place. I know I'm cheating, but I just have to shout out.
Yeah, we need to.
They were excellent. They were excellent.
You were clear before coming.
Get with the program, William.
Listen! Listen!
What you did is you let Ducky do the word.
Come on, Queen Spa. I need some water. Mm. To get through this drama.
Mariushka can help.
There is so much drama going on.
Or Petey Pirate.
Look, my number three is Russia.
Woohoo!
I think many.
Krasavitsa.
Krasavitsa. Na na na. She's on point. I love how theatrical she is. At the very beginning, when you see her face, her eyes, you know, she's like trying to be a Russian doll. She jumps out of one and then she does that with her face. It's so eye-catching. She draws you in. She's strong. You know, she chants. She gives us this Orthodox Christian moment with the visuals. She kneels before beautiful Russian women, 100 of them, of all skin tones, all sexualities. It's inspiring. It's moving. It's beautiful. I think this is just so lovely. She can sing. People initially were like, oh, this song is loud and crazy and chaotic, but she ties it all together with the staging. I love that they're in a circle singing to each other, Russian women singing to each other. Manisha at the center, she is their queen. Congratulations, you're amazing. Suzanne, you're number three.
Number three.
None of this honorable mention nonsense.
No four, no five.
My number three is Ireland's Maps, sung by the lovely Leslie Roy. Wow.
Excuse me, is the duck talking or the woman?
Oh, okay.
And my number three is Belgium, Hooverphonic, The Wrong Place.
Okay.
There's just something about this song. And if you think about it, how many times have you thought you were in the right place when you were really in the wrong place? And sometimes it just takes time to figure it out. And that's one thing that this group has had, plenty of time together to perfect their act.
I'm adopting Raymond as my uncle. He's an avuncular figure. Heike can be my stylist and do my eye makeup. And me and Alex, we're going to chit-chat because that man can talk, okay?
So lovely.
They really are. All right, we move on to our number two, Sinan Sadula. These sunflower seeds are too much.
Yolanda Ben, Yolanda Ben, Yolanda Ben, Azerbaijan. Girl, okay, I needed that energy that she gave tonight.
Yeah.
This was pure perfection, vocals on point, and you know that energy, that's why we need an audience in the arena. So she was really, really performing and she felt that energy. When you get the energy from the audience, you give even more, you know, from yourself. That's why, bravo.
She upped her game, honestly, with the live audience. Same with Hooverphonic. It was just more magical.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Your number two.
Before saying my number two, I would like to say my honorable mention.
What?
Which is for Romania.
Oh, yes.
Because she had problems at the beginning, at the first round of the song. And then
when the technical people fixed their issues,
it was amazing. On point.
I just love her dress tonight.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
That was great.
Krasavitsa.
Eat the whole stage. So, bravo Romania. I think this is really, really open. This semifinal is complicated.
So open.
My number two, it's Russia.
Oh! Okay.
Russia. Manisha, she has everything to win Eurovision. I think this is an amazing act. This is a beautiful song with a strong message. The staging is not the best of the stagings we've seen in this Eurovision. It's simple, but it's powerful.
It's impactful.
Oh, I just want to interrupt our regularly scheduled program to thank the Student Hotel in Rotterdam for giving us this gorgeous space. Shout out to them. You make it possible. And shout out to Moroccan Oil for giving the press these gorgeous turquoise bags.
With amazing products.
They are filled with so much stuff, including their best-selling hair treatment oil. Yes. Oh, my goodness.
There's hand cream in there that I know you already love, William.
Absolutely. And also, this bag is hiding all of our snacks, including my Spa Ren water and my co-op Picantis Mix. Picante Mix von Riestan corn, I guess. All right. Yes.
Program,
all right. So my number two is Malta. Destiny.
Yes.
This is a vocal powerhouse. Let me say, I think she won this jury show. I'm pretty sure Malta won this, but like we're doing our rankings based on our personal preferences this evening.
Yep.
So it was my second favorite, but it was just magical. She nailed it. I think the silver really works. It really, really works because now she pops out against the pink background because the issue for me was the contrast. Her boots are different. Are the boots black metallic?
It looks like they're black and silver now.
So I think they reflect the light. So at times they look pink. At times they look silver. I can't really figure out what's going on, but I like it better. I think it works. Ultimately, her voice was everything. There's that moment where she goes, "Ladies!" And then you see the black star, the black sky, the universe, and then stars. It's a magical moment. It's like shooting stars out of this world. That's a type of winning moment, you know? That voters will remember that in a recap. It's just so amazing. She was playful with her wah, 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 all of that. This was on point. It only gets better. She went again. She was already good. She didn't need to go again, but hey, the more practice, the better. Malta is still in this race. Mm-hmm. They are still in this race. I know hype shifts left and right, but this is feel good.
I am forever grateful to the Student Hotel for giving me life. And the Student Hotel put me up for adoption. Set me free! That is my second choice this morning. This evening, I'm going to America.
She was good tonight.
She was good.
I feel like Eden also did better with a live audience.
Yes, better.
She had personality, charisma, voice, and her moves. Everything was on point.
That's true.
Thank you for loving Eden, Uncle William.
You're so welcome, you duck.
And my number two has not changed. Ooh. Going back in time, my number two for Eurovision 2021 remains Destiny, Malta, Gemma Cass.
And why is that?
You told me to be succinct.
Well, I mean, you do need to give an explanation.
I love the performance. I love the song. She lights up the stage. At first, I wasn't a fan of the silver dress because I loved the pink. And now it just kind of, it all comes together. They did something with the lighting effect where regardless of which colored background is behind Destiny, she pops. And I have loved this song from the moment I heard it. That is all, folks.
All right. Well, sinon sedula. We have arrived at your number one. Who is your jury winner based on the live performances you watched inside Rotterdam Ahoy? Am I continuing to talk so you can finish eating, or are you going to keep eating until I finish talking?
TikTok, watch the days go. I'm losing track of time. Last night. Yeah, Albina, you know. You know what I like about Albina. You know, the reaction video we made, I said after she won Dora, I said that performance was ready for Eurovision. I mean, they can, you know, just export it, send to Eurovision, live on tape and stuff. But I didn't expect her to upgrade that much with the staging here in Rotterdam. I mean, the rehearsals, the first one, the second one, they were really great. And every time she was, you know, climbing. And now with live audience, wow! It was really like I was in a concert of a global superstar, which I paid 250 euros, something like that. And it was really worth it, watching this performance. So, Albina, girl,
you do.
Thank you. Hvala, duša zlato.
Zvala, what was it?
Dusha Zlato.
Dusha Zlato. Vala Dusha Zlato. I love the laser beams shooting out of her. They're amazing.
I love that geometric figure that is like The Albina Croatia TikTok geometric figure.
Yes.
The circle.
All right.
Also, can I please add, you started honorable mentions. Mine is North Macedonia's Vasil. Oh. That performance gave me goosebumps, and I was so happy that he hit that high note at the end.
He did.
I heard that a lot of people really, you know, felt it, and I saw him crying a little bit, and it was really emotional. So, bravo.
Bravo. Diego, who is your winner of the jury show semifinal one?
My winner is Ukraine.
Ah! Woo!
Say.
Everything I can say, it's green beans.
Green beans?
What? I love green beans.
Green beans? You got some? I'm hungry.
It's healthy.
It reminds me green beans. I don't know why, but This is, how do you say this? The revelation of Eurovision. I mean, every time we listen, it's just growing and growing. Mm-hmm. And the staging is amazing. She had problems at the middle of the song. They repeated and she just killed it.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
I think the second one was even better than the
even
first.
Even better. Mm. So this is the kind of a song that I really, really like. It's very good. It's very good. What they did today, it's very good.
My winner is Ukraine.
Woohoo!
Yeah. Go A to the top of the class. This was magical. It's interesting how she handled the issues with the in-ears, because you heard her off for a second, but she was able to recover. I think her performance has more visual cues. Like, at one point it goes black, doesn't it? Like,
yes.
So she was able to read other cues, but also the rhythm. It's so loud, and there's this pulsating beat. She was able to find her place. She's so skilled, but it was slightly off. But then in the second, you know, run-through, second chance, she killed it. It was perfection. Mm-hmm. And I think that really helped her, because this song, the more you hear it, the more you like it. Do you know what I mean? You're with it from the first note to the last. It pulsates, it vibrates, it gyrates, it keeps you spinning with it. It's stunning. The staging is something we've not seen before. Mm-hmm. When was the last time you saw a floating island made of ice, you know, with some trees, a woman dressed as a green fairy, a big old man in gold behind her running? Never. Tell me when you saw that. Never. This is original, this is musical, it's just magical. I could see this doing really well in the televote. I could see people in the UK really getting behind this. This is a type of song that it's sufficiently weird so you remember it, but then it's sufficiently musical you respect it.
It's sophisticated.
Sophisticated! Who mixes EDM with Ukrainian folk? Go A! They're the only ones who can do this. This is everything.
What? Did you forget? Elitsa Todorova, Stoya Yankulov.
I love those Bulgarian artists as well. Who else in Ukraine could do this? Go A, okay? This is just so magical. I could see this doing really well in the final now. I want to check the odds after this and see how far they have climbed.
Let's see. This duck. She needs to go.
My number one is Russian Woman. So just to clarify, that means that my mom's number four is Russian Woman, my mom's number five is Set Me Free, and my mom's number six is Maps.
Okay, can the real Susanna Adams please return to the scene and tell us your number one?
My number one goes to Shum, Ukraine. Go A.
Wow.
The green bolero, the amazing gift to the forest, that entire performance, they've tweaked it a little bit every single time.
Yeah.
This afternoon during the rehearsal, the dress rehearsal, there were tigers on each side of the stage. I'm not sure there were.
You saw tigers?
She keeps saying that.
What was in your food this afternoon? Did someone put something in it?
I am the only one who saw tigers today. We're going to have to ask them if they had tigers on the screen. I'm telling you, there were tigers on the screen. And I was like, wow, I've been asking everyone to add their animals back. I didn't ask OA, and they've added tigers.
Now, when you said you were going to a coffee shop, what kind of coffee shop were you talking about? Because
I really think Ukraine had tigers on the screen at one point. But Sinan and I were on the live stream the first time, their first run through, well, I say run through, but their first performance tonight. And we, as the little alien men are coming for them, we're just running with them. It was so much fun. I was so into it. And again, I have loved this performance every single time.
Well, if we calculate our votes, it looks like Go A is the winner for us.
Congratulations, Ukraine.
That was everything. I think the televote's really going to come for this. It's going to be brilliant. In any case, let's wrap this up because we need to get this video online. Final thoughts, anything you want to say, humans only, no ducks, Sinan.
As I said in the beginning, huge applause to everyone. I think they really slayed tonight, and I would love to see them slay tomorrow as well. And without technical issues, please, thank you very much.
Congratulations to the organization to put all of this together. Rotterdam, make it happen. We have finally Eurovision.
Woo-hoo!
After 1 year. Yes. And what I said on the live stream, guys, if you don't like a song, it's fine. But these people are giving or living their life in the stage, so we have to applaud them.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
Rotterdam, make it happen. Try Rotterdam, made it happen. Okay, this was good. Yes, the lights were beautiful. Whenever I see Eurovision lights, I get emotional. You know, all those beams of light above the sky. It's just so beautiful, so beautiful. I'm just gonna shout out to Roxanne again for pulling it together after what was clearly, I mean, that would have left many people traumatized, you know? And then to have the brave, put on a brave face, go back out, do it again and do it better. Mm-hmm. Hashtag Roxanne, make it happen, okay? She did that. And I also just wanna send more love to Belgium because I was so surprised by how much it elevated live. Wow. It really just, in rehearsals, they weren't holding back, but live, you can tell they're seasoned performers who respond well to an audience. They absolutely killed it. Suzanne.
There wasn't a single bad performance tonight. Everyone did a great job, and it was just so much fun being there after 2 years of not being there. That's all.
Okay, Ducky can have a final word.
Thank you all so much. It was an amazing night.
By the way, guys, tomorrow for dinner, we're having duck. In any case, that's what we think. What do you think? Who was your jury winner if you saw it? Who's getting buzz where you are? Let us know here on WeWe Blogs.
Do not forget to subscribe to our channel because we have so many videos coming up. And on Wednesday, 19th of May, WeWe Jam at Home.
At what time?
We've changed the time to 7 p.m. Rotterdam. 7 p.m. Rotterdam. This is so we don't conflict with the jury show.
Thank you very much for the student hotel and this amazing space they've given us to film these videos.
Join PETA! My Uncle Will has issues!
Girl, I saw you having a burger the other day. So don't get it.
I did not eat beef for 11 months after we went cow hugging in Friesland, though. So don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, share, comment. Tune in to our live streams. We will be live streaming again tomorrow evening. And maybe during the... We'll be live streaming tomorrow at some point. We'll confirm later on. Tune in to Devin's Open Up Live. And please, please confirm for our fearless leader that you want to see Ducky Doo's bio on WeWeBlogs.com because he is now an official member of the team. Thank you so much.
Ducky Doo will need to file an application like everybody else up in here. All right, we will see you later. Bye!